Live from Liverpool, we don't need to talk about ghosts with Kevin Eustace.
And it is Friday, and we're in the car, and it's time to deliver some parcels of food. Isn't that right?
That's right.
Hooray. Quick NB. I noticed there was a comment on a review that said, can you please get back to ghost stories? It was like...
How many times?
I know. So again,
you say this at every episode.
I'll reiterate again that the title of this episode is We don't need to talk about ghosts. And the reason these episodes exist is because we're all in lockdown. We want something to do. You want something to listen to. We're all about it.
So this is just extra content.
It's extra content.
This is extra on top of the normal ghost show. The normal ghost show goes on as normal.
Yes.
So your weekend show, which is called We Need to Talk About Ghosts, will still be about ghosts. It's still the same format and everything. It's always been still the same show.
Exactly.
This is just an extra.
I couldn't have said it better myself.
That's why I thought I'd jump in.
Thank you. So yeah. So I think we can all agree that that's quite clear now.
I mean, it's fair enough that this rambling isn't for everyone.
Oh,
certainly.
God, yeah.
If it's not your kind of thing, like, seriously, turn it off, you won't be offended. But we have got some feedback from people that they just like it on in the background. It's like, you know, just people chatting away.
And that's the only reason it exists, you know what I mean? It's going to go away when everything gets back to normal. It's just so we've all got a bit of distraction because we're all sick of hearing the C word and negativity, that's all. It's, like you rightly say, it isn't for everyone, this. It's like, I mean, I love Brennan and Ian from Ghost Story Guys and Emma and Dan and all those people. But, like, if they recorded themselves doing this, not your address, I'd be like, friggin' hell, guys. But then again, during these times, I probably would. And that's the entire point. So, without further ado, we are indeed on our way.
So, to answer the, can we get back to the ghost? Actually, can you get back to the main podcast?
Hey. Oh, you're talking to that. You're answering them.
Yes.
Well, don't be snarky. It was nice of them to submit feedback.
A criticism.
Albeit an incorrect one, but yeah. Anyway, we are on our way to the hub of charitable donations, so we can attempt to lessen our impact when we die ourselves and go to heaven. So, then, well, me anyway. You're going to fly through the gates. They're going to go, Becca West, come this way.
She's here.
Yeah. Finally, we can open B Wing. There you go, Becca. You go.
I don't know.
Yeah, you're going to be brilliant. Whereas with me, they'll be like, do you honestly think begrudgingly dropping off a few parcels is going to wipe this record, Mr. Eustace?
I might get a plus one.
If you get a plus one, then sound. But if not, then I'm afraid there'll be, what do they call it? You're going to have to put in an appeal. I'm going to have to appeal with St. John. Was it St. Peter? Well, there you go. There's another point off the record.
Catholic.
It's St. Peter on the gate, isn't it?
Yes,
St.
Peter on the gate. Saint
in many ways, St. Peter was the first bouncer. And I mean nightclub bouncer, not bouncer the Labrador from Neighbours.
See, there's a big queue now, and that's because you were late.
I wasn't late, what are
you were
about?
Late.
And
so
also...
We're supposed to leave that, literally, as we're supposed to leave the house, I go up to see if Kev's ready, and he's just poured himself a cup of coffee. I was like, what are you doing?
Yeah, because if I don't have a coffee in the morning, there's no point me being here.
Well, why didn't you get up 10 minutes earlier?
I intended to. I woke up at 10 to 8 or something, and said to you, do you want me to get into the shower first so you can play with the neighbour's cat? And what did you say?
Well, I only got up at 20 past, so if you were up at 10 to 8, maybe you should
have
gone to the shower.
No, I'll shower first, which means,
first.
And it can only mean one thing, I'm falling back asleep.
No, it doesn't, it just means get up 10 minutes later.
Well, anyway, it's not necessarily lost, it's not lost time. Although we do have we've got like a day of being out, haven't we? Because, well, I say a day of being out. We're doing these deliveries
And then we'll go in the shop.
big
day.
Big lockdown big plans. Big lockdown plans. But we've also got two deliveries arriving.
We have, yes.
Because the other day, Becca, it was hot. Basically, our flat is a nightmare to heat or cool. In the winter, it's the coldest place on earth.
It's the big glass doors. It's the glass doors that lead out onto the balcony.
No matter what heating you put on, it's icy cold. You're wearing, like, loads of clothes.
And of a night, because it faces the direction the sun sets, so of an afternoon, the sun is coming in.
Yeah.
So of a night, it's just like, it's been an oven recently, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's been an absolute oven. So...
And we can't have the balcony door open at the minute, which we usually do.
No, because the neighbour's castle come in, yeah. So we decided we'd buy a fan. So we've bought an energy-efficient fan. So we're waiting for that to arrive today. Mm-hmm. And also waiting to arrive, because I have no shame, is a male hair treatment that apparently thickens thinning hair.
Interesting. So, specifically for males? Then?
Well, there's a picture of a man on the bottle. It better not be just for men, because I love being grey. If they end up coming out looking like a Lego head, there's going to be issues.
Well, does it say it's hair dye?
No, it's not hair dye. Well, it's a thickening treatment. Apparently it's very potent. It says you just need 3 drops in your shampoo.
What?
Next thing, you're a wolf.
Yeah. Make sure you don't accidentally put it on anywhere else, like on your nose.
Only you could say on your nose. Everyone else thought penis.
No, you don't know. Well, no one else would know, would they? You'd probably tell them.
Well, unless I'm wearing a pair of swimming trunks and people are like, look at the side, he's on his legs, what's on going on there? Anyway. So they're both meant to be arriving. So, touch wood. When summer truly hits, I'll be stood in front of a fan with thick flowing locks.
I don't know why you think Careless Whisper is the epitome of a sexy song.
It is a sexy song, it's that's right. It is.
Every time you want to indicate sexiness, it's doo doo doo.
Sexiness or coolness. Okay. I often say, like, and I'll just be stood there. It's just one of the best songs ever written. It really is.
I've had some bad news, and I think I need to talk about it.
I think you do need to talk about it.
I haven't processed it. I'm really upset.
It bothers me the way you deliver this, and I know I understand how your brain works, but when you say, I haven't processed it yet, it really concerns me, because I know what you're like, and it means there could be an impending tsunami later on, and I won't be prepared for it, because
well,
in my mind, I know, but in my mind, you've told me the news, and I'm like, oh, okay, and then... But when you say, and I haven't processed it yet, still be alert.
People, you process it by talking about it, don't you?
Okay, then go on. Let rip.
The most wonderful night of the year has been cancelled.
Yes, the most wonderful night of the year.
The most wonderful night of the year.
That was sung solemnly for a reason. So you may recall, each and every year, those who have listened to the podcast, myself and Becca have...
Every year,
what we refer to now as our anniversary... Because we don't have an anniversary.
It was the first weekend we went away together, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was the first one that we...
So that's what we kind of...
Went away together.
Because we don't have one, so we thought that's as good as it's going to get, really.
Yeah. And it's basically the British Musical Fireworks, which I've spoke about many a time, which happens in September in Southport.
British
and it's
Musical
like
Firework Championship.
And they set fireworks off to music, so like... Ba-da-ba-ba-da-da-da-ba-ba-boo-boo. And it's amazing.
It's amazing.
And for the first time in...
No exaggeration, it's the highlight of my year.
It is the highlight of the year. It's like we literally, like, spend a couple of £100, don't
we?
Yeah,
like, we take days off work, we take annual leave, like, we go up, it's a big thing.
I mean,
like,
you'll think it's mad, especially people in America who travel distances for stuff, but, like, Southport compared to us...
Oh, it's not
fun. It's 15 minutes on a train.
No, not 15 minutes.
It is. Oh, no, it's about half an hour on a train. It's about an hour away in a car.
Yeah, it's an hour away in a car.
It's not far. But we take 3 days off work. We get a hotel there for three nights.
No, we take 2 days off work. We take
but we still get a hotel there for 3 nights.
So the thing is, in fairness, we wouldn't get there on time if we didn't take the Friday off.
No, that's true. And because it's on for 3 nights, and we have an absolute ball each and every time, don't we? We've got a little routine planned. We go to a little pub called The Phoenix on a Sunday night after the last one, and we go and do the quiz, and it's lovely.
Yeah, the quizmaster even knows that we're there.
Once a year, yeah. And anyway,
fell asleep in the pub last time.
I did fall asleep in the pub last time because I was fucking knackered. Long story short, anyway, that we have that for our anniversary, and this year it's been cancelled.
I'm devastated.
It's the first year in the 8 years we've been together, isn't it?
We haven't gone yet.
No, we haven't gone.
Yeah, I'm so upset.
Yeah, she is.
And it's September. I thought we'd be all right with it being September.
Yeah, but it's not a reflection on what's going to be okay to do in September. It's more a reflection of they don't feel...
See, I think it's not the event itself. I think it's that they don't want loads of people flocking to Southport because it's quite a small town.
Maybe.
Because people do travel far and wide from it.
Maybe. I personally think it's more down to... They, as a organiser, don't want to get into the logistics of booking people in, then potentially having to pay cancellation fees and stuff like that. And
yeah, maybe.
It's easier than that they just say, no, it's not on.
Yeah, so we're upset anyway.
Yeah, we are upset. I'm not as upset as Becca, I'll be honest, because it is Becca. I'm more upset for Becca than I am for the event cancelling. So we've had to... Basically, what this now means is Kev is going to have to step into... saver role.
Fixing mode.
Come on,
Olivia Pope, fix it.
And literally get a diary and make a note of everything within a 20-mile radius that's going to have anywhere near a display. And take her there, basically. So if anyone has any Valium for during that period, then feel free to send it on.
There'll be no three-night extravaganza.
Yeah, no three-night extravaganza, which is sad. I mean, I must admit, it is sad. I like, imply that I don't like it as much as you, but when they do something amazing there... everyone's breath took away. One year, my mate came, didn't he, with his partner?
Yeah.
Becca told him off because...
I didn't tell him off at first. I gave them a list of rules.
List of rules, yeah. What were the rules? Go on.
Well, there were a few, right, so... Obviously, no talking when the display is on. No, because it's to music and you have to concentrate and, like, absorb it. You can't just be sat there whittering away. It's like, you're not appreciating it then. No going anywhere while the display is on. No, like, oh, I'll just nip to the bar. Like, no, wait until it's done. And there were a few others.
Anyway, so... But because it is such a spectacular thing to watch, me mate, who I adore... As the first one went on, it dawned on him how genius this could be. And he jumped up out of his seat and was like, oh, my God, we've got to come here every year.
We're going every... We'll bring the family. We'll
bring the family. And it was brilliant. And you could just see Becca's face. Like, this is not what we do at the fireworks.
And his wife was like, no, this is Beck's thing. Stop it now. Stop it. You're ruining it. Like, they won't invite us again.
Yeah, his poor wife could see what was going on in Becca's eyes. But, you know, Paul Ladd was just showing enthusiasm.
I know, but I wanted to...
I, on the other hand, found this whole thing hysterical because I could see Becca mid-meltdown.
I mean, later, he was like, oh, next time we come to that, and I was like, well, next time we come, we'll see you after for a drink.
Yeah.
Like, you are welcome to attend this event, however, we will meet you after.
No, that was a nice surprise, I like that. So, yeah, that's where we are currently. So we're now in the queue, as if you've joined us on our recent Fridays, you know that we queue to get to the place to get the food.
Yeah.
Or the posh drugs, so many people helping. I haven't called them for a while.
Stop calling them the posh drugs. Nope. There's so many people helping, is what I'm saying.
I need to tell people about the cutest thing I have ever seen.
What?
You've obviously now got your charity t-shirt, haven't you? Because you're an official member of the charity.
Yes, they gave me a t-shirt.
They gave you a t-shirt. When you came back from last week from the food packing part of it, which you do the day before, don't you?
Yeah, my first.
They give you a video of a dance and said, you have to learn this dance.
Yeah, they wanted to do a video of everyone wearing the t-shirts doing the dance.
And let me just say, it's been dead cute when she hasn't been told me, like, right, I'm going to practice my dance. I've just been, like, you know, playing on a video game or something at the corner of my eye. I can see the still, like, jazz hands going off and back steps and all this. Like,
I'm not very good at learning. I found it really hard to learn, actually. I struggled.
It was quite cute, because I'll tell you what was dead funny about it, though. For the first 20 minutes of you practicing it, your right foot was going, like, forward, left, and back, and forward, left, and back. And she was struggling to get it. And she said, can you do this? I had a try. I was like, no. It's like scratching your head and rubbing your stomach. Couldn't do it. Anyway, she reviewed the video and said, oh, no, her foot's just staying in front of her.
So you were looking at her face on, and the leg was swinging from one single leg was swinging from one side to the other. And I couldn't tell, because she was straight on, whether it was going in front or behind.
I thought
it was alternating. I thought it was going one in front, then one behind, then one in front, then one behind. And that's like, I was finding that really hard to do as quickly as she was doing it. But then when I asked you to look at it, you said it was just going in front, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was just going in front. I mean, you need to remember as well, it's Big Frank's birthday tomorrow. Big Frank being my father. My father reaches the ripe age of 72. I can't believe that. 72. Mm. Still a very active man, though, isn't he? He's like,
very active. He doesn't live the life that you think when you think 72, does he?
No.
He's like, he's always up and about and doing stuff. And
he golfs every day, don't he? He's a member of a golf club. He goes golfing every day. He's a very active man. But he's also...
He goes away 4 times a year, doesn't he?
Oh, yeah. He's in Portugal 4 times a year playing golf with his mates. But he's also, quite funnily... He's very, like, he's good with his money. You know, he was good with his money all his life. But now, because he's retired, and he's got not necessarily loads of money by any stretch, but he's got, like, you know, he can get himself something if he wants.
Now's the time for him to relax with it, isn't it? Like, because he's been so cautious and so savvy with it over the years. Now's the time that he's, like, as he's right in your retirement, having a bit of a, like, relaxing time. You know, he's comfortable, isn't he?
Yeah, and you know, we grew up without anything nice. Not without anything nice, that's not right to say. But what I mean is now, if he decides to get himself a 70-inch telly for some reason, he can.
Yeah.
And he will. Now, hysterically, a neighbour moved in. And he's a lovely fella. But he's got a rock door, this fella. Now... A rock door, just in case you don't know what one is, it's like, you know, where a normal door, you lock the door, you turn the key, and there's a lock that goes in. A rock door, you lock it in a certain way, and basically all round the door, little hooks come out and hook the entire door around the entire frame. And basically it means that if somebody tries to kick it in, you can't.
If we lived in a house rather than apartments, I would want one of them.
Definitely, yeah. But this lad gets one fitted. And my dad said, oh, you know what, that's good, that I could, maybe I'll get one of them. So he does, fair enough. Mm-hmm. The next week, this lad gets CCTV fitted. My dad's oblivious to this, so goes, hey, yeah, you know what? I might need CCTV.
Good idea, that.
Yeah. So, and the lad's lovely, don't get me wrong, but, like, you know, my dad's then like, you know what? Yeah, maybe I'll get CCTV as well. So he's got CCTV, and he doesn't actually do anything with it, does he?
What does he do with it? The one thing that he watched?
The one thing that he watched, I turned up at his and he went, look at this. He said, look what I've caught on CCTV. So I thought he was going to show me, like, you know, a man trying to get into the house or something like this. No, it was the wind blowing a parasol from his deck chairs to the back of the garden.
Look, here he goes, here we go. There you go.
Oh. Yeah, so he spent between £400 and £500 on this home system. And yeah, he watches the wind and the weather. Yeah, so if you ever want to view what your parasol's got up to overnight, get a CCTV camera. That's what my dad's advice would be.
Right, we're getting closer.
Yeah? Yes, we're getting closer. We can see bags of potatoes lined up outside.
This time, if you want to go in and get the stuff, I'll retrieve the stuff here and pack the car with it. Because the last time I noticed, we both went in to get the stuff and there was no one packing the car. And I think they want one of us to be packing the car because it's our car. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, we seem to have missed that big truck, though, which is good.
Lazy swine.
I know, there's normally a big, massive truck that comes in and we all have to get out and give a hand. But now
they take, like,
one.
30 packages in fairness. So it's...
And it looks like if we try to help there, there'd be too many cooks, wouldn't there?
Yeah.
You'd think. Anyway, this is completely dull to use now. We're giving a running commentary on people packing cars with food. So I'll tell you what, we'll pause it here until we've got all the grub ready to go. Mm-hmm. So we'll catch you shortly for delivery number one. And we have collected our goods.
Yeah.
And it's only a short run this week, isn't it?
Yeah, I've only got two.
Only got two. Which means that because we put the last drop on the Patreon episode, that this is your only drop, you lucky, lucky people. I am going to take a positive from that. I'm going to think that it means that there are less people in need. Which is a good thing.
Or more volunteers.
Or more volunteers. Both of these things, Becca, I think, are bloody marvellous.
Yes.
So we've stopped at the end of that street. You may recall from previous episodes that there's like a halfway house here where there are several people just swanning about looking rather drunk, which is, you know, it's very sad, but they always seem quite content in their lot. I wonder what it likes to be being a drunk, you know, like a walk the streets drunk. Because some of them, I mean, I appreciate it's fucking horrible regardless. There's no nice way of looking at it. But some of them look bloody content, don't they? Maybe that's the power of alcohol.
Odd thing to say.
Well, they do. They're like... Hey, lad, yeah, you're all right, lad. Hey, get a song, lad. And you're like, oh, okay. I do that, you know. You know, if a drunken person on the street goes, get a song, lad.
Yeah.
Most people just walk past. I don't. I go, love grows where my rosemary goes. And no, I don't really.
What was just on the radio then, Kev?
Love grows. I'm very easily influenced, aren't I? I've always said it's a very good job that I wasn't born between 1945, etc. When was the war? Second World War.
Second World War, 39 to 45.
Between 1939 to 45. It's a very good job I wasn't born then because I'm that easily influenced. There's a very good job I'd be hung for war crimes because I'd be like, well, we can't kill everyone, Mr. Hitler. And he'd be like, you can. Come on, we all are. And I'd be like, oh, okay. And I don't think that'd be very nice. So here we are. We're about to set foot on the escalator. Just letting a man and his dog go past there. He's glanced in as in to say, why is he holding that big piece of plastic? Is that a gun? Is he making her go places she doesn't want to go?
Are you getting a bit obsessed with crime?
Am I getting
it's
a bit...
It's like you're referring to the food as drugs. You seem to be obsessed with people thinking that that's a gun. Like, we just do it.
There's a magpie. Hello, Mr. Magpie. Salute Jesus. How's your wife? And good morning, Jacob. Sorry, go on.
And good morning, Jake. Have you added to that?
Yes.
That already ridiculous thing that you do. Why have you added more?
Someone emailed me and said, my grandmother used to say, good morning, Jacob. And I thought...
So sounds like you may as well then, yeah.
And I thought, shit, I'm missing one off then.
It's just the way you're just throwing the word Jesus out of nowhere.
Jesus.
Like, completely irrelevant.
And no, I'm not getting obsessed with crime. You know what, there's a proper lovely, like, Catholic training ground there, isn't it? It looks like
training
some...
ground?
Well, it's definitely... It's not just like your bog-standard church. But it looks like you could definitely film a scene from The Exorcist there. You could imagine, like, trainee priests playing, like, hopscotch in there or something, and then stopping and saying, who's that girl at the end of the path? The Irish priest, by the way. Who's that girl who looks like she protests?
Oh, stop doing that accent. It's awful.
It was a terrible
accent.
Actually,
abrasive on my ears.
Oh, goodness. Well, I do apologise for that. Run this fella over.
No.
Well, what sort of... I hate it when people just stroll out in the street. You'll stop for me, lad, because I'm walking. It's like, run him over now. Hysterically, graffiti started to appear, hasn't it, around Liverpool to thank the NHS. And it's kind of like, what, it's a gang now thanking the NHS.
Says NHS thanks you, but you is Y-double-O. You!
And thanks is THANX.
Yeah.
It says thanks 100%. And it's not like it's nice graffiti, you know, like where...
Is that 100%? Not you?
Yeah, that's 100%.
But the percentage mark is in green, which suggests to me that was added afterwards, not by the original artist.
Fair enough, yeah, it's a very good point. But what I was going to say is it's not even like it's nice graffiti, do you know what I mean? It's not like it's where you'd look and say, oh, that's some talent, that.
Yeah, it's not like arty.
It's like I just took a marker and just graffitied a wall. Or graffito. There's a very interesting church there called Christ the Scientist. And it's not Scientology. It's like Jesus Christ the Scientist is the name of the church. Now, I'm pretty up, being a Roman Catholic former altar boy. I'm pretty up on what Jesus done. But I don't recall any part of the Bible where it was like, and I will take this Bunsen burner and this magnesium, and I will put it in a test tube, and I will burn it. And then I will remove my thumb from the top, and I will hold a little flame above, and we will all hear God's pop. Did you ever do that experiment in science?
Not that I recall.
Did you?
There was very. I wasn't listening too closely to what you said, because you were in an annoying voice.
Oh, okay. There was an experiment in science class.
Oh, no.
Well, everything in the car just fell to one side. As Becca two-wheeled it round a corner.
Two-wheeler anywhere. It was just a sharp left.
Did you think you're in, I don't know, some sort of rap group? You need to calm down.
I do not think I'm in some sort of rap group.
Oh, we've been here before.
Yes.
This is that part of town where I said, I've never been here. And you said, I have, I got some tyres. Because that's how you sound. Tell you what, they love tyres there, don't they?
Well, it's what they do. They are a tyre shop.
Is it really a tyre shop?
Yeah. I don't know. Can you go up there and buy your tyres? Why wouldn't it be a tyre shop?
Fair enough. This is all good. Excellent points here, Becca. Excellent points. And several old pubs that used to be. Shame. Such a shame when you see an old pub. No longer a pub.
It is. It's loads of them.
Because, you know, it just makes you think mattress outside there. There's just a mattress against a wall. Someone had a wonky night's sleep there. Yeah, because it does make you think pubs should be the hub of a community. In Northern England, especially so, it was always the case, wasn't it? A pub was where you would go, there would be a community, there'd be days out from that pub, they'd have social club teams in there. And now...
I miss not having a community, like a pub like that, where you just rock up.
Yeah. I know what you mean. I mean, ours was the Stanley, really, like when we were kids. That was the one pub that, if you finish work on a Friday, probably before mobile phones or just on the cusp of them coming in, like you could guarantee if we got there for 7 o'clock, one of the lads would be in there. And you'd be like, hey, and then you'd just spend the night in there. It was dead good. Now, the Stanley is still there, but unfortunately, all of my friends are now sporadically located across the country, so very rare that we get in there. There's a store there that labels itself as Afro, West Indian, and Caribbean.
Interesting.
So there you go. Oh, yeah, we've been here before.
Yeah. You said we've been here before.
Then. Yeah, yeah. So, which one's this, though? Is this the vegetarian man?
We'll get the list
now. Well, okay then, guys. So, only a short one this week because we've only got two drops. So join us for the normal show on the weekend. Going to be a good one because if you've heard Wednesday's episode, there's a couple of stories that I think there's a correlation between that are really, really freaky for me. So thank you for listening. And if you're a Patreon, then you can go over now and you can listen to us do the final drop. And for those who aren't, then you can always sign up www.patreon.com/We Need to Talk About Ghosts. I'm laughing because someone told me off in a review for saying www.
Oh,
because it said nobody needs it. And it's quite right. Nobody needs it unless you're using like an 80s DOS system, they said.
Yeah.
So I apologise to that person, although you seem to be a bit affected by technical news. That's not right. I didn't mean that, and that was a wrong way to make a joke. Anyway, thank you. And we shall speak to you for the proper show. Yes, and anyone wondering, there will be ghosts aplenty on that show.
Real show.
Real show. On Sunday. Okay. Daddy bye.
Bye, guys.